Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, just as in all the world also. It is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, and he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells the story of a man who found a treasure hidden in a field. Apparently, no one else knew of its existence, so he covered it and sold all he had in order to secure the new property. Those of us who are believers have inherited a vast treasure called the grace of God. For possibly years, its great worth may remain somewhat hidden from our view. But as we seek out its true valuation, we're astonished to find how wealthy we are. This is what John was getting at when he exclaimed, "For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace." Another translation of that verse puts it like this: "From his abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another." As we heard a moment ago, Paul describes these successive blessings in Colossians chapter 1. We can be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then we'll be able to please the Lord in all respects and bear fruit in every good work. What's more, we'll be strengthened with all power and thereby be able to attain all steadfastness and patience. Indeed, the Lord has an abundance of goodness and blessings for his children. Let's stop to thank him for endowing us with grace upon grace.